cheating death 20 times. In my 62 years around the sun, I cheated death 20 times. These are true stories. If I ever meet the Grim Reaper, I'd like to ask him why he spared me all these times. 5 childhood illnesses hit me at age 6. I was a preemie, born 2 months early. They had just developed oxygen tents for preemies. I was one of the first babies they saved using the technology. So in a way, even being born meant I had cheated death. The doctors thought I would have developed severe medical conditions. They were right. I've had bad eyes, bad teeth, and residual learning disability from birth. And I have a weak immune system to boot. When I was 6 years old, I missed almost all the first grade and had to repeat the first grade because I developed all the childhood illnesses at once. I had whooping cough, pneumonia, the flu, German measles, regular measles, chicken pox, and mono all in 1 year. And hay fever to boot. For me, once I recovered, I was in good health for the years except for seasonal allergies in the fall and spring. Typhoid fever, you all, kills me in Korea. I graduated from high school and college and mostly was healthy, no major issues in the colds, the flu, and seasonal allergies. While I was in the Peace Corps training, we did a hike in the mountains in the east coast of Korea. We stopped to drink water from a stream. I developed a severe diarrhea and a fever. We rushed to the local hospital and transferred to a hospital in Seoul. I did develop typhoid fever, one of the last such cases in Korea, as the Koreans had largely eliminated the threat of typhoid fever given the overall improvement in the country's infrastructure. Doctors at first could not figure it out, but then they figured it out. I spent 4 weeks in the hospital, missing a lot of my crucial language training. Peace Corps offered me the opportunity to go home or transfer another Peace Corps program, but opted to finish the training in my service. During the stay in the hospital, I was a celebrity of a sort, the only foreign patient. The nurses and doctors stopped by to practice English and I practiced my very rooted Korean as I flirted up a storm with the pretty nurses. Guardian angels saved me in Korea. I've always been a skeptical person, not much of a believer. I've never been a Christian. I've always been agnostic or even an atheist, but one day, many years ago, I experienced an event that changed my perspective on life. Since that time, I have been a believer in guardian angels that looked after us in this corrupted world of ours. I can't explain what happened that day other than to realize there are stranger things in life than we can imagine, and that someone or something was looking out for me that day. In 1980, I was living in South Korea teaching ESL for a Korean university and government and Asian studies for the University of Washington, Maryland for military forces in Korea. I was living in Seoul with my wife, spouse, who was a U.S. Army officer newly assigned to Korea. She was born in Korea and was, in fact, the first Korean-American female officer to be assigned to Korea. We had married for almost 6 years, having met in 1992 and had a whirlwind we were mass married 2 months after we met. That's a subject of another story, though. One spring day, we took a trip to the east coast of Korea. It was about a 5 to 6 hour journey by car. My wife was driving because I did not drive due to bad vision and because I was afraid of driving the chaotic driving environment in South Korea. We left Seoul about 11 a.m. and by 3 p.m. we were halfway to our destination, Sodaksan, which is the number one mountain park in South Korea. It was a fine spring day, just perfect weather, and we were both looking forward to taking a few days off. Just outside of the town of Wonju, the freeway backed up, and there was heavy traffic ahead of us. I saw a sign for the Wonju National Park, which I never visited before. I told Angela, let's get off the freeway and check it out. I felt something telling me we had to exit the freeway that moment. I had a premonition that something bad was coming down the freeway and we were heading right into it. We never forget that day, and to this day, almost 30 years later, I often think about what would have happened if I ignored that warning in my head and insisted that we keep going to what would have been our death in part one.